ask too many questions, and he's getting fed up. But the only way that you will ever get there is by persistence.
Yeah.
Pressing forward. And I'd like to see Richard Bruton press the question forward again. I know that our friends in the Dáil will be pressing the question again. Next Tuesday, I think, the Dáil goes back again. Artie, you've chosen the time very well at this stage because, you know, the Dáil is in recess at the moment, Easter recess. There's no one down there, so we can't get any questions asked. But the ministers are in their offices, and that's why we're saying this morning to contact the Department of Communications. Yeah. Perhaps Richard Bruton would like to pick up the phone and ring the Department of Communications, try and get an appointment with the minister concerned, and ask him why they've given indications that the jamming has stopped when the jamming in fact, is escalating. It's getting worse. It's not stopping at all.
Well, actually, I got Mr. Bruton at his home this morning.
Right.
It was about 10 o'clock, so he took my name, address, and phone number, and whether he intends getting back to me or not, I don't really know.
Okay, Bernadette. Well, you might pass our thanks on to him for raising the question once again, but ask him not to settle for a feeble answer.
I will do. I will. And here's hoping, Robbie. I hope everything goes very well for the auction and that Sunshine stays on the air permanently.
Well, we do too. They're very concerned out here, all the team. Very concerned indeed, because this is their chosen career, what they want to do, and they're also aware that there's not many other jobs in the offing.
But this is it. Few and far between.
Right. I mean, you know, over the last couple of days here, we've had dozens and dozens of calls from people who just can't understand it, and who are pointing out that their sons, their husbands, their wives, their children are out of work, and why is this going on.
This is it.
They find it hard to comprehend.
Very.
Okay, Bernadette, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the time. Yeah, we better play some music.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Comments made by RTE to both the Independent and the Irish Times were very similar. Can you cover that point for us?
Well, it's exactly the same. It looks as if they had a prepared sort of statement. The statement reads, this is a quotation now from the Irish Times, it's quoted less substantially in the Independent. An RTE information officer said that tests were carried out by their technical staff between 2 and 6pm yesterday. She added that as far as RTE was concerned, Sunshine Radio had no right to be on that channel for reasons already publicly stated by RTE. She was sure that further tests would be carried out, but she had no notion why the tests were being conducted at this time. That's the substance of the statement itself, anyhow.
And that was the result of a journalist from the Irish Times contacting RTE.
And the Irish Independent.
And they both got the same answer.
The same thing. I expect our listeners are getting the same thing too as well.
Mm.
But of course, it's unchallenged. It's just a statement that they dish out there. And I mean, to say, for instance, that they call them tests for a start at this stage, nobody can accept that anymore after what's gone on here for the last month approximately.
Well, the big difference, of course, there is a big difference between what they were doing on the VHF, on the FM. They were saying they were testing frequencies there, and oh my goodness, it's hard to believe that that they could want to test those frequencies for over a month so far, and for absolutely no reason whatsoever. No, it's straightforward what they're doing. They're jamming, and for them now to choose our frequency on the medium wave band, which incidentally is next to RT Radio 1, to put jamming tones on that. I mean, that's what they're doing, jamming tones.
If you pardon the anger, Robbie, I suppose it is indicative of RTE's style that they couldn't do that much properly, that they ended up jamming themselves.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that one develops. They will get it right eventually, you know. Patricia McCulloch in Hoth, and she says she was on to Michael Joe Cosgrave and spoke with his wife, in fact, who said that Michael Joe Cosgrave was doing absolutely everything within his power to get the jamming stopped. Well, thank you very much indeed. It's News Next with Stephen.
O'Shea and Shanahan, one of the longest established builders in Dublin, are now building fine three-bedroom, semi-detached houses with garages at Brackenstown Village Swords. These superb houses with private driveways, landscaped front gardens, and a southerly aspect, at a genuine investment of £33,750, and subject to all government grants. Show house open daily, and 2 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. For full details, contact O'Shea and Shanahan on 404-284.
Another language will mean more and more opportunities to succeed in examinations, business, leisure, and indeed in life. With a Lingua Phone course, you could master a new language in 3 months. For a free cassette and a brochure, call Lingua Phone, 41 Upper Abbey Street, Dublin 1.
Now there's only one place in Talbot Street to turn a shopping day into a treat. There's the Irish Light Mail in Talbot Street. A great place to shop, a great place to meet.
Spring is sprung, the grass is riz. I wonder where the people is. Down the Mall, that's where they are, because the value makes the pound go far. Should the Irish Life Mal always did bring a touch of spring to me little heart and the old poetry to me little lips.
Stop in the shop, make a date to eat at the Irish Life Mal in Thomas Street.
It's Lyons Put the Kettle On time.
Sunshine Radio News, Dublin.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Stephen Fogarty. The OUC are investigating the discovery of the body of a man in his 20s in Ormo Park in the centre of Belfast early this morning. A spokesman told us that the body was discovered by a passerby at about 7 o'clock, and it's understood that it has severe head wounds. One report suggests that the man had been shot elsewhere and then left in the park. There are no further details at the moment. More than 50 people died and many were reported injured when a train ploughed into a bus at a crossing in Portugal. The crowded bus was dragged several hundred yards before the train left the tracks near the city of Porto in the north of the country. A railway spokesman said the accident was one of the worst in the country's history. A woman in a car following the bus said the barrier protecting the crossing had been raised at the time of the crash. She said that within a split second, the bus and its passengers had turned into a mass of rubble. Nearly 2,000 acres of forest land have been destroyed in two fires in County Kerry. The Gardaí in Killarney told us this morning that the first blaze began in the National Park yesterday afternoon and is still smouldering, although it's now under control. The second blaze broke out on Mangerton Mountain yesterday evening, but has now been put out. The Garda spokesman said they don't yet know what caused the fires, and they haven't ruled out the possibility of foul play. Police in London have sealed off an area around the Iranian consulate in West London after a group of students forced their way into the building. The students, who claimed to be unarmed, apparently got in through a broken window. The consulate, which is in Kensington Court, was immediately sealed off. The chargé d'affaires is expected to arrive at the building later today. Meanwhile, negotiations are still going on to ensure that the evacuation of the people inside the Libyan embassy will go smoothly. A Libyan plane is expected to arrive at Heathrow Airport this morning, and it's thought this will be the aircraft which will bring the Libyans home. The Gardaí in Clontarf are investigating a break-in at the Central Remedial Clinic during the night. A spokesman at the clinic told us this morning that the raiders broke into the area, housing the special therapy pool. During the raid, a leather jacket was taken, which contains a valuable personal item belonging to the owner. The spokesman said that six similar raids have taken place at the clinic in the past year, and on several occasions, serious damage was done. He asked us to stress to whoever is responsible for the raids that the clinic doesn't stock any drugs. RTE began jamming Sunshine Radio on medium wave at 5:15 yesterday evening. As you are aware, they've been jamming us on FM since March the 21st. The jamming ended at 6 o'clock yesterday because it was discovered that RTE were also accidentally jamming RTE Radio 1, Radio 2 and Shipping. We now know that RTE intend jamming us on all frequencies as soon as they clear up their technical hitch. The equipment they're using to jam our signal is located on a site known locally as the Old Piggery in Beaumont. We appeal to you to please contact your TDs and councillors and urge them to have this jamming stopped. If you aren't sure who your TD is, call us here at 460-400 or 460-319 and we'll be glad to let you know. Finally, the weather. Continuing dry and clear today, winds are light, easterly, force 2 to 3 on Dublin Bay. The next high tide's at 10:30 tonight and the current Dublin temperature is 12 degrees Celsius. That's the news and weather at 11:03.
Sunshine Radio.
Robbie Dale. We're having our selling and swapping session shortly here at Sunshine. But before we do that, interesting point that Patsy brought up this morning when he quoted the comments of the RTE spokesman from the Times and Independent. And I thought, well, we'll give them a ring. So let's see if we can get RTE on the phone right now. We'll give them a ring at this moment. All right? Let's dial RTE. Okay. Are we getting through there? Right, okay. Any moment now, I should have them on the line. Let's see how we're doing. Hello?
Good morning, RTE.
Hello, good morning. Robbie Dale here. Could you put me in touch with somebody who could tell me about the jamming situation at Sunshine Radio? Thank you. I wonder if we should put us through there. Hello.
Can I help you?
Hello. Can you tell me what the situation is regarding the jamming of Sunshine Radio by RTE?
I'll have to put you through to reception. Just a second now.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. That's a couple of people we've spoken to there. I suppose that was a telephonist, and then they put us through to another office. And they're going to put me through to reception. Reception. I wonder what reception is. Oh, reception reports, I suppose. That would be a department that deals with reception reports. Hello? Hello? Talk among yourselves, will you? Have a chat among yourselves. Patsy.
One moment, please.
Hello. Hold on, she just said. Hold on, please. Hello.
Incidentally, Robbie. Some of our listeners might be interested. There's a day-by-day programme on RTE at the moment, and it's about the job crisis in Ireland in the context of the National Planning Board's report yesterday. They're very worried about the crisis in the job situation in Ireland, as we all are. And I think maybe some of our listeners would be inspired to ring them on the matter. The number is 603-411.
603-411?
However...
603-411.
Yeah.
All right. Then perhaps they'd like to give them a buzz on that one.
Because this is about jobs, too.
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting for here.
Patsy McGarry chatting to you there, by the way. Hello. Hello. We've been sort of shunted off to a...
It appears things are moving as slowly as ever out there.
Now, don't be unkind. I'm sure the little girl that sits on the switchboard there has got very little to do with...
kindness is feeling ten.
What's going on there, the jamming over in the Beaumont situation. I wonder if we could ask for... If they come back on the line, if we ask for Bobby Gahan. He's an influential man up there.
He's Assistant Director General.
I wonder, I think he's in charge of engineering, isn't he?
As I'm aware.
And George Waters is an engineer, we know that. He's a broadcast engineer. Hello. 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 Do you know how to try again, I think? Because we seem to have disappeared. Should hang on a little bit, though. They might just pop us through somewhere.
I'm sorry for delaying you. Our reception people, all their phones are engaged at the moment. But as far as I know, they are testing on that frequency. They were yesterday and they are today.
I see. Have you got a press department there?
Yes, you're on to the press office.
I see. What is the actual statement that you're making?
We are testing yesterday and today. Our reception people informed us yesterday afternoon.
They're testing on what frequency?
I'm not quite sure now, as I say, that's why I was...
We're talking about 531, 539 metres, 531 kilohertz, which is a frequency next to Radio 1, RTE Radio 1. And this is from the Beaumont site, you know, the Radio 2 Beaumont site.
Yeah.
Is that the case that they're testing frequencies from there?
I don't know the up-to-date details, I'm afraid, now. We were just told by our reception people that they were testing yesterday and today.
But, you know, this testing, it's jamming Sunshine Radio. It's jamming the frequencies, and you cannot hear Sunshine Radio when they jam with this testing device, or this jamming device.
Well, it's the department, it's Ford Telecom now that you'd have to get on to about a complaint, you know, not us.
We'd have to contact who?
The Department of Communications.
I see. Can I speak to Louis McRedmond?
He's not available at the moment, I'm afraid. He's at a meeting.
Is Bobby Gahan there?
I'll put you through to his office. Just a moment.
Thank you. Let's see what we get there, then. This young lady said that they were testing the frequencies yesterday and would be testing the frequencies again today. And that statement she passed on to us from the reception department. That's a department that deals with, I suppose, reception complaints and the like. Very unusual set of circumstances.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mr. Gann's office.
Yes, Robbie Dale here. Could I speak with Bobby Gahan, please?
Terribly sorry, but he's not in his office at the moment. Could I take a message, or would you like to give me some information for
Well, I'm looking to try and get some sort of a sensible answer to a question regarding the jamming of Sunshine Radio from a transmitter site used by Radio 2 in Beaumont. And I thought that Bobby Gahan would have been the man to give us some sort of answer on this. Why are RTE transmitting on 531 and 539 metres medium wave now and jamming Sunshine Radio? They were doing it last night.
Now, Mr. Daly, who do you represent? Or
Robbie Dale, R-O-B-B-I-E, Dale, D-A-L-E,
yes.
Sunshine Radio. I broadcast opposite Gay Byrne in the mornings. Maybe you don't know that. Hello?
Can I have Mr. Gann ring you?
With who?
Can I have Mr. Gann ring you?
That would be very nice. When would he be available, do you think?
Well, I can't say positively. Can you give me a telephone number and say when you would be there?
Well, fine. No, I'm available at any time, really, and I would be available especially for Bobby Gahan, if
yes.
he would give me some sort of a comment on the situation. 460...
Yes.
319.
319.
Or 460-942.
Fine.
And in the afternoons, I'm available on 789-442.
442.
Yeah. What is your name?
O'Donnell is my name.
Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs. O'Donnell, you've been very helpful.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't be more helpful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we didn't seem to get too far there, but... Well, we could try again. As soon as I can get Bobby Gahan or someone on the air to give us a word about this jamming situation, I'll do that.
Green lime yogurt from Premier Dairies. Smooth, deliciously creamy with real fruit and a wholly natural ally in the cause of keeping healthy and slim. Slim lime yogurt is fat-free and sugar-free with just half the calories of ordinary yogurt. So, start exercising your own good taste. Choose slim lime yogurt from Premier Dairies. All you gain is a taste for it. Kusai Developments are building magnificent three bedroom, semi-packed houses in River Valley stores. Complete roof, carpet, fridge, kitchen, washing machine. These superbly located four visitor houses are at a special price of $70,675 for a limited period. They qualify for a grant and loan single amendment. For full details, contact Alan Day on 376-132. That's 376-132.
Or you can call to the show house, Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 5.
Get the easy way out. Get the easy way out. The easy way out.
Taking the easy way out means traveling to France in comfort and style with Irish Continental Line. You also have a choice of direct routes from Rosslare and Cork and daily summer sailings. Go on, spoil yourself. Take the easy way out.
Irish Continental Line. The easy way out.
Phone us today for a free colour brochure at Dublin 774-331.
It's Walden, first for Ford, the Ford Centre of Dublin. Now open Sunday 2 to 5. Super trading deals on new Fords, great selection of used cars at Walden Motor Company, Oscar Traynor Road, Coolock. See you Sunday.
The Bewley's Real Coffee Holiday Sensation. You can win a fabulous holiday for two in Kenya, staying in Nairobi, going on safari, and then relaxing at the exquisite Mombasa Beach Hotel. Purchase half a pound of Bewley's Real Coffee and collect a free entry form at any Bewley's shop or Bewley's coffee stockist, and you could be taking the holiday of a lifetime. To win this fabulous holiday in Kenya, buy some Bewley's Real Coffee today. Bewley's Real Coffee. So simple to make.
Sunshine 101.
It's so much better.
I saw the cat at my door. So I
because literally all the jammers are on. The jammers are on the FM. The jammers are on the medium wave. I think our signals are travelling about 200 or 300 yards according to our engineers at the moment. But that's the situation. Anybody listening, you can pick up the phone and... Anybody listening, pick up the phone and ring the Department of Communications, 789-522, or Leinster House, 789-911. 789-911. And ask to speak to anyone.